traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When you go on holiday, there is no finer achievement than doing absolutely nothing. Nothing on the beach, nothing by the pool. Walking kind of nowhere and chatting about nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight. So you can have a bit more money to go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing. Expedia, made to travel.
Complete, just they're out of business. I didn't mean to do it. They called.
Hey, that's hilarious.
They're out of business. They're out of business.
Look out!
How the fuck do you make somebody wait 45 minutes for a fucking fried chicken?
That's the noise Kong would make when he was still alive.
R.I.P.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, I still have pink eye.
What? I don't know what to say, guys. I keep spraying the drops in my eyes. And they just, the pink eye has now turned into red eye in both eyes.
Did you figure out what caused it? Doggy poo-poo on the pillow?
I think it was that. It had to be.
Had to be.
Right? Like, yeah. I have, I mean, I'll just say it, bro. Like, I haven't eaten ass in a minute. I've never eaten ass. I'm one of those people.
Are you saying really? Ass or gnats?
I haven't eaten a gnat.
You don't know you have.
In Ohio, and I'm sure some ended up in my mouth. There's gnats everywhere.
Yeah,
I swam in the pool yesterday, though, guys. Have you seen
so
it lately?
So it's infected the whole pool. Well, it's green. Yeah, I did see it.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
why is it? Hey, Danny, do we know why it's disgusting? Why it looks like there's been a toxic dump?
Peat moss has infested the pool.
Well, I only asked because...
She doesn't know why.
It's funny that I called it Pete Moss. Everything I do has to do with that guy, Pete.
Yeah, bro. Dude,
I good still memories. Feel bad after he fell off, man.
Yeah. The face really of the earth. Yeah. Anyways, for anyone who doesn't get the inside joke,
flatters
probably most people.
That's not true.
And thanks, Mike, for completely derailing this entire conversation.
Yeah, because it was going such promising places.
I mean, look, man, when I start saying things like I was going to say I swam in that infected pool yesterday and I feel sick today. And so my energy might be a little low. You might hear I'm a little nasally, which is a fucking problem because as you know, the Challenger games are tomorrow by the time this podcast is released.
Wow.
First off, tune in.
Yeah.
Tune in. It's a charity event for track and field. We're benefiting the Special Olympics. So get ready to donate. Get ready to buy your tickets. If you haven't yet, we'll see you there. Long Beach, California, 5 p.m. PST. Stream live on YouTube. Presented by Halogen.
Ow!
Wow. Yeah. It's going to be big. So now I'm sick. I got a sort of pulled hammy. I mean, things
are you going to be able to even run, dude, at this point?
I might not be able to live there, bro. Like, I'm surviving at this point.
Like, what's the fastest amount of running you've done in the last, let's just say, 5 days? Or farthest, I should
Yesterday,
say.
Yesterday, I put the treadmill on 5 miles an hour.
Oh,
and
that's quick.
And I attempted to jog, and I couldn't do it.
This is good.
5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Is that running or is that jogging?
Have you ever moved that fast in your life?
I mean, so here's something. I wanted to let you know this. My mom watches this show and she's been really angry about all the non-athletics. No. She's fine with that. I don't care about that.
Okay.
It's the non-athletic statements because I used to, at one point, she was like, you said you played T-ball. I was an all-star baseball player.
So let's talk about this because we've actually never talked about
a basketball player. The problem is just the ankle. We've been over this. I explained to some people in the studio last night.
When did you hurt that?
2008. It was a botched drug robbery. Horrible. It got tucked during a sale. It got tucked under the fucking driveway and someone hit me from the side of my fibular, that might be the word, bone cracked out of my skin.
Yeah.
And it was such a...
Wait, what do you mean? It was dangling out of a car?
No.
I was
in the driveway, not running away. I was fighting someone and another person tackled me from the side and my ankle just snapped off, bro.
Bro, he's got a 17-inch rod in his ankle.
And my boys
right now
had to collect all the money that got stolen from me and the rest of the product. And I had a G.I. Joe back to my G35 and we were driving to the hospital so that I could get my leg put back together. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, major crimes unit, narcotics unit, all of them flying at the same time. And I had, this is all in my book, by the way, I had to spend an hour and a half with my foot propped up on a golf bag with my leg hanging off while they searched my car, bro. Horrible.
Were you at this point, were you high to soothe some of the pain?
Fuck, dude.
Did any of the pain go away or no?
Fuck, bro. No, it hurt real bad. Have you ever had a bone sticking out of you before? It sucks, dude.
No. No.
Have you ever had anything sticking out of you?
Have you ever had anything stuck in you?
Yeah.
What?
Like a heavy poo, dude. Like a big old poo. Okay. Oh. Yeah. What were you guys thinking?
That's a poo.
Shrapnel.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Like a grenade, like an explosion. How about you guys? Have you ever had anything stuck in you?
I have sticks, pieces of metal, a bullet.
I was at Wendy's one time and somebody threw one of those X-Acto knives in the back of my leg. Do you know you know what an X-Acto knife is that you would cut shit out
like
with?
Like a box cutter.
Kind of, but it's the really small one, like a scalpel that you would use for art. He was a friend of mine. And he was like, there's no way I actually fucking hit him with this thing. It fucking zapped right into the back of my knee, dude.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yo, Mike.
And I went and got a 6-piece nugget and a junior bacon right after, dude. Shout out Wendy's, sponsor us. Oh, wait, you can't because Logan is like fast food. Sponsor the night gym.
I like when Mike.
Are you drinking scotch right now or is that tequila?
Yeah, well, I smelled it. It's not, it's tea, right? What is it? No, oh, come on. Shit.
Here, can I smell it?
Spill the tea, man.
Oh, this is alcohol.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. Oh, it's Red Bull. It's Red Bull.
Danny won't let
Red Bull and vodka have become synonymous to me.
Danny won't let me have a full can. She gives me allotments.
Yeah, that's good. You get too charged up.
All right, listen, guys, we can talk about things for a long time. I want to introduce our guest. He's got 3.4 million followers on Instagram because he loves food.
Yes.
He's a reality TV mainstay who has become one of the leading voices in the world of fine dining. How? What? Why? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Food God.
This is big.
What up?
What up, G?
Oh, what up?
Good to have you.
Good to have you. Fine dining, bro. That's boring.
Fine dining. Well, that's why you're great. Because it's not just fine dining.
Oh, hold on a point. Mike went out. What's going on here?
I mean, what's really going on here, Caroline?
Can we talk about this?
Is it still out?
Nah, it's back, but you got... it's out. There's like cheap tape down here.
Well, it's just fucked up because number one podcast in the world, episode 105 or some shit.
I was expecting like gold mics here.
Yeah. We got one gold, Mike.
He says you're still
in his phone as Mike Lovesack.
I know.
You're Lovesack forever.
For so many people, it takes a little bit of a while. It took him like 2 years. And then
by the way,
because
I want to take the jacket off, so I'm going to say, you know, Disney's like the happiest place on earth. This is the horniest place on earth. So I wore this jacket for you guys because you didn't notice.
Hey, zoom in.
You didn't notice. Hold on. Let me zoom in. Just for you guys because I got
to
take this off.
I actually didn't notice.
Yeah.
Have to blur you from your neck down just so you know.
No.
Now that I'm looking, well, I see vaginas, if I'm being honest. A lot of them. Quite a few.
I was taking it off.
It's very honest. Yeah. So I'm taking it off, but I thought it would be kind
of
fun.
What is a group of vaginas called?
Like a collective.
VJJs.
VJJs?
Yeah. No, it's like a pod.
Vaginae.
I think it's a school.
A school.
A school of vagina.
A storm. A troop.
A vaheen.
A trope.
Who knows?
I don't know.
But hey, good to see you, man.
What's happening?
Last time I saw you, we were in Miami.
Fire.
Got this pic here. Pulled up in your blue Rolls Royce.
Oh, the cotton candy. Food God cotton candy blue.
Yep. So me, Jake.
Jake, you want that.
That is fire.
Yeah, man. It's funny because it's one of those situations.
Traffic jams. Tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Where it wasn't a paparazzi photo, it was our friend, and we were like, we're like, Blue, go take pictures of us. We'll act like we don't want photos
because I don't actually smile in the paparazzi photos.
No, exactly. Oh, is that your rule?
No, it's just I don't know. I feel like that's always been like the thing. I don't know. It's just like if you smile, I feel like
you're
desperate.
Are you?
It's weird.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
So you try to act hard in front of the paparazzi?
It's been a long time now. It's been like years that this has been going on since like forever.
How long has it been since you've been in the limelight?
Well, I've been on the biggest TV show on the Kardashians for like 10 years now. It's a long time.
Are you still best friends with Kim?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, spoke to her today. Awesome. She's like, for real? She's at the White House. Like, are you serious?
Well, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, I'm at Logan's house. She's at the White House.
Oh, hold on.
Wow.
In my eyes, they're equal.
Like, yeah. No, this house is whiter than.
It's the number one podcast
it
in the world.
It is. The number one podcast. The mics work 99%.
I'm not.
And Mike's late. This is great. Yeah. But I'm here.
But also, like, I mean,
I'm happy to be here.
I mean, how many people trying to be in the White House right now? Like, this house might be better currently. I'm just saying, like, something to think about.
Did you see the thing yesterday? He spoke at this convention, and I guess behind him, they snuck in the words 45 is a puppet on his.
They did. And they had the two eagles, which are like the Russian kind of like thing.
Russian shit and golf clubs all in the picture. And he was speaking in front of it for hours and no one knew. He got punked.
Donald. We're talking about Donald.
It said 45 is a puppet. Shit,
I forgot I was wearing my glasses. No, that's freaking bougie. I didn't even know that. They're so light that I forgot that I was actually wearing
them. What are those things?
They were custom made for me. Vintage frames. No, there's only one.
Can you eat it?
I don't know.
Is it?
It's not edible.
Everything he wears. Is edible.
What you ate today. Shit.
Oh, I see.
Yo, go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna say, speaking of sunglasses and expensive one of ones, you got a lot of jewelry on right now. I see that Rolex on your wrist has got to be what, 100K, 150?
AP, yeah, like 100 something.
And then what are these? You got some golden.
I just got the diamonds because you know I'm filming all over town, so I got to keep it out. And that's the new Food God Burger. Right
I love
too.
That, by the
you
way.
Like
I was that? Looking at
can I? It's very heavy, too.
Yeah, it's just fire.
This is heavy. It's like,
Murph, what's good with that? Where do you get that thing?
Richie Rich.
Damn,
oh, yeah.
Hey, that's awesome. It's fire. You could see the bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheese, an egg in there.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Damn. It's a hangover.
Because, you know, I told him, make it heavy because people try to fuck around. Can we let the curse here?
Yeah,
it's everyone kind of thing. Yeah. Fuck around. Bro. People try to fuck around and be like, is that real? Is that a motherfucker?
Feel it.
Pick this fucking shit up, bro.
It's heavy.
I could hit somebody over the head and knock them out.
You could kill someone.
With this, I could literally...
Yo, you think I could use that to deadlift it later?
Actually,
when I go to the gym?
Yeah, because I heard you're not really working out much.
No, he does.
No, do you?
He does the elliptical.
Are you in the games at all? Are you part of the games?
Yeah, I'm the fucking commentator.
Wow.
Because I'm like...
You know what?
Commentator,
just so you
bro.
Know, I was the commentator. The Kardashians played the Jackson family in a softball like 6 months ago. I was the freaking commentator. So it's called.
Kind of be dope. Kind of be dope if me and Food God were the commentators for the.
I would love to commentate, but who's there? Is it? Is it somebody worthy of commentating
Hell yeah,
about?
Oh, everybody's.
I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be dope.
Is it dope?
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's the who's who of influenciania.
It's good. Pretty much everyone that you see on this wall. There's 100 people, 100 guests we've had in this podcast are gonna be on there. The biggest influencers of the world: Summer Rae, King Batch, Austin McBroom, Ryan Garcia. He's one of the best up and coming boxers in the world.
That kid, like the
fast
kid,
the fast kid, youngest, 19, 20 years old.
Yeah, like he's crazy, bro. Yeah.
He's a homie. He's a homie. Yeah,
I've seen some videos with him. That
crazy,
kid kicks
right?
ass.
Oh yeah, he beats ass. But yeah, bro, it's gonna be crazy.
I love that.
So how have you? You've done an amazing job of sort of fusing the worlds of food and culture. How have you done that? I've never seen anyone get as excited about food as you have. And your energy is so contagious. And I think that's what contributes to your success.
You know what it is? I've been posting crazy food pics since Instagram started. People were posting like, you know, shoes and fashion and all. It's not my thing. I love clothes. I love all this stuff, but I don't want to keep posting about it. And every time like I would like go out, people would be like, oh, those pancakes you posted, all that stuff. Nothing to do with Food God. Years. And I don't know. I would just find stuff that was crazy. Then it turned into a huge business.
Yeah,
turned into a real thing.
I mean, come on, bro. Where do you find this? A severed head? A severed cotton candy head?
That was at Barton G. I was actually the girl next to me, Gemma Collins, biggest reality star in the UK.
Yeah.
So Gemma and I were filming for her show.
Oh, okay.
That's going to air in the UK because I do a lot of TV. I was on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. Like crazy.
Oh, sick.
I do a lot of crazy shows that I would not do here.
I do
out there just because it's fun and the Brits are crazy and I love it.
Do you ever eat the entire thing? Because you post a bunch of these ridiculous dishes. Do you ever eat the whole thing yourself?
Like 99% of the time.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah, we went.
I'm an eater. You know that.
That trip to Miami. So I was there that night when we did all the fake paparazzi photos and shit. It was at a restaurant called Prime 112.
Right.
In Miami. This is one of the Murph.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way.
Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Shaking his head.
Murder.
One of the best fucking restaurants in Miami. Packed. It's not a place that you could just walk into. And we walk in there and they see him and they go, Jonathan's here. Oh shit, we gotta get a table ready right now. And everybody starts scrambling and they get this table that's sitting right in the center of the floor and everybody starts going nuts. And he says, I can get us a salad right now that you can't get. You can't order this salad right now. Good they memory. Will go across the street to another place and they will make this salad specially for me only. They went across the street. They made this like beautiful antipasto salad. They bring it back. Amazing. They bring out 2-pound crabs. They start bringing out 20-pound crabs. Yeah, they're huge crabs.
This is the video that you were like slapping each other with like 2-foot-long hot dogs, right?
Yes, I remember seeing that.
Okay.
He played chopsticks with a giant hot dog. The food, the restaurants know when the food god walks in, you better be on your best damn behavior. You better bring the best shit out. And they do it every time.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's fun. And basically the difference of food god and everybody else in food and what I real like, look at that. Caviar and crab hot dog. That's not
this
normal.
This is crazy. This is it.
This is normal. Crab and caviar, black caviar on top of that beautiful. That
I mean, it looks like $150 hot dog.
Is that avocado?
Something crazy.
Do you ever
crazy.
Have one of those gold cheeseburgers? You know,
but what do you mean? I created the gold buffalo wings.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean by that?
I invented them. The gold, 18 or 19 million views on the gold buffalo wings. The Ainsworth, it's a sports bar, called me.
New York,
it's like a year and a half ago, and food is still like, you know, not what's happened now and craziness. He's like, I want to collab with you. And I'm like, whatever. I'm like, we got to figure something out. It's a sports bar. You're never going to figure it out. So I'm like, let's do gold buffalo wings because I love buffalo wings.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And they came up with the most beautiful, craziest thing that went completely viral. People are, of course, offended about $1,000 buffalo wings. I mean,
then don't buy them.
I'm almost offended by them being offended.
When did you start to fuck you?
Don't fucking buy them.
Is this it? We tried $1,000 gold chicken wings with Food God.
Food Inside.
Why do they put a little accent over the O in your name?
It used to be like that. I took it out.
Is that Food Goad?
Food God.
It's Food Gold. Sorry, I got hit with that. I don't have YouTube Premium.
No, it's all right.
Well, I'll get YouTube Premium when they get me back on Google Preferred, and that's a deal.
There we go.
Trade off.
You hear that, Google?
Look at this.
What's happening? Wow.
This is the gold butter.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's actual gold is in
the
sauce.
Oh, no, the gold is on top. Yeah, this is actual gold butter, which is even crazier. I mean,
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. I would gladly spend money for that and for all my friends.
Right. And it comes with a bottle of champagne for the $1,000.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So it's amazing.
Look at that.
Look at that. Real gold.
Like, shut the fuck up.
So this is it. This is when, first, the thing that really set me off was the rainbow bagel. Do you remember the bagel?
Yeah, of course. Yes. Went viral as all hell.
That was me.
Oh, that was you too, right?
Yeah, so that was me. So they sent it to me to my house. I was like, I saw it and I was like, we need them. And they're like, we'll deliver it to you. This is just Jonathan Mee from the TV show, Pre-Food God. I got these bagels. They came to my house. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They were so, I've never even seen anything like it. Yeah. Like, that's how I react to food. It was so crazy. I put this up. The guy had to shut the store down to rebuild because the lines were so big. How big I got it.
People don't understand this shit. I've said since day one, there are two things that if you can align yourself with culturally on the internet, on social media, you will win. Pets and food.
For everybody.
You took the food route and you fucking ran with it. And it is so, like, how many of your videos have gone completely viral?
A lot.
Millions and millions and millions of views.
A lot. And then not only that, because people know me around the world. So when I go to London or there's like all the Saudis there, they all freak out. Like, we saw this thing. We're going here because of you. And I said, so many people go to places. I could like dictate like what could be a hot spot. I can make some place. If I go like 5 times in a row, I can make a place like a real sick hot spot.
Can you ruin a place?
Destroy.
How?
I destroyed one place, not on purpose, but they set me off so bad.
What happened?
It was a chicken place in Miami. I was with my mom. It was New Year's.
So we get to the place, the car's waiting outside. I'm like, we have like 15 minutes to eat. 40 minutes.
Oh shit.
40 minutes. Yeah. And I burnt the fuck up.
Oh no.
And I just did the complete they're out of business. I didn't mean to do it. They called.
Hey, that's hilarious.
They're out of business. They're out of business.
Look out!
How the fuck do you make somebody wait 45 minutes for a fucking fried chicken?
Oh no.
Like nothing. And I'm like, it's New Year's. My mom's gotta get dressed. I gotta go. And it's like, it was a disaster. But very rarely do I get set off.
Do you make people quiver when you walk in their restaurant?
They get a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Over the top to the point where I'm like, relax.
Bro, when we were at Prime 112 and you were like telling off the waiters because they like were like a little, or remember we had like a 30 minute little problem because like there wasn't a table
ready for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, they kind of bow down to you. And
first of all, you guys are friends.
I'm very polite and I do go there all the time. Yeah. So that's like home. So they know if I'm coming. But, oh shit, the cheap tape again. I'm
motherfucking.
Sorry,
I mean, what's happening?
Oh, God. Podcast in the world. Is it this? Our producer left the room because he's so embarrassed.
I'm about to leave.
Oh, there he is.
The way he keeps cutting out. Whoa, I didn't hear you, Mike. What'd you say? Love sack, what? I didn't hear you. Sorry. Anyway, by the way, I'm so nice to wait. Like, I hate people that are not nice to waiters and stuff. I'm really uncomfortable when people are not nice to waiters and stuff. So I'm very polite. You know, until it gets to a certain point where things go really downhill. But like I eat out every single night of the week of the year.
Where does all this food go, man? You're sitting next to me. You're looking great.
You look pretty slim.
Yeah, you work out, right?
Not really, no.
No?
Like you walk from one restaurant to the other and that like somehow magically sheds everything.
I don't walk, but
yeah.
You walk to the Rolls Royce. Yeah, yeah. You float to the Rolls Royce and then float into the restaurant.
Yeah, I float. I park inside the restaurant. No, you know what it is? It's like they know that if I'm coming and I'm going to post about it, and my audience is not people that want to see funny videos. They're not people that they're from around the world wanting to know where to go and what to do. So like, make an effort. It's good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's good for the restaurant. Like, be smart about it. If I own the restaurant, I came in, I'd be like, let me make sure it's perfect. So, you know, that's the part I get frustrated about.
That feels like a warning or like some caution to business owners out there. Know the influencers that are in your vertical. Know the brand celebrities that are in your vertical. If you're in the food industry and you've got a restaurant in New York City or LA or Vegas, you don't have to know about sports. You don't have to know about the best butt models on Instagram, but know the food guys. If you own a pizza shop in New York, know the president of Barstool because he's going to come to your place. Right. Know these people so that when they come to your spot, if you want to be successful, like influencer is happening. You can keep fighting as much as you want, or you can just
fighting. Like that ice cream truck guy, he's fighting it. But like, you know what? It's going to be an ice cream truck bigger and better. And when I see it, I'm going to blow it up. So the line goes around the corner. He's going to have to shut that down and open up an ice cream bus.
What happened with ice cream?
So there's some guy that, says apparently he's here in LA, some guy, and he says that influencers call him up all the time to get free ice cream, which is $4 for fucking those influencers should be thrown out of the influencer community. So for $4, $4, they're asking for free ice cream. So he is fed up with it. And he put up a sign that influencers pay double because he's so pissed.
That's what a sign says.
Yes, swear.
Influencers pay double.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up.
Hold on a second.
How do you classify that if someone walks up?
I got two quick notes on this. One, the how this started. In LA, everybody thinks they're an influencer. So I can see where his plight comes from. Because every girl on Santa Monica comes up to his truck and they're like, I have 8,000 followers. I'm an influencer. You should give me this ice cream for free. Two, this actually seems like a kind of a cool move. Look at the press it's gotten.
What
I'm saying?
He's gotten a lot of press, which is great, but don't start a movement.
No.
And then of course, the commenters are so excited that like influencers are, because you know what it is?
We've decided to make this an official thing with signage. We truly don't care if you're an influencer, how many followers you have. We will never give you a free ice cream in exchange for a post on your social media page.
Oh, why
it's
are you
literally
so mad?
A $4 item. Well, now it's $8 for influencers.
Influencers are gross.
Wow, look at this guy. And he made his sign nice, too. I wonder who these influencers are.
That's a real
He just
insult.
Got out of jiu-jitsu.
Imagine you're the picture on that thing.
Oh, no.
How horrible.
Yo, but also imagine being the influencer who's like, yo, I'll post about your ice cream if you give me it for free.
Right.
Because like you don't want to pay the $4.
$4.
Yeah, at that point, just read the sign, bro.
Right. Like you're ruining my situation.
I respect
$4
I respect this, man.
Are there... I mean... to that point though, micro influencers, I know you're saying like Mike over here. No. Micro influencers are becoming very,
it's a big thing now.
It's a huge thing.
Want to be more localized and more like specific, you know,
they're more highly engaged,
but good luck with the next ice cream truck.
I was going to ask, there's two types of people, and I think I know which route you go, but there's two types of people. The one who's like, say your steak comes out and it's not quite done the right way, or say like your burger is missing the bacon you asked for.
Right.
Are you going to tell them that the burger is missing the bacon? Because like,
yeah, of course.
I don't have the balls. I could never.
He's right. I'm with you, by the way. There are two types of people.
I can't. Like if the, my mac and cheese doesn't taste good, she's like, how is it? I'd be like, this is phenomenal.
We talked about this.
Oh, no.
How did you do this? And she walks away. I'm like, oh.
Bro, I like to tell her gently, and it starts really slow until the point where she even admits how terrible the mac and cheese is. Like, that's where I go. It starts really slow, and then it goes really fast.
Really? Okay, so my problem is like, the waiter is just a liaison. She's just the middleman.
No,
so
I get
how
it.
Am I about to like?
But because no, you're not insulting take it the waiter.
But she takes it.
I understand.
They always take
but
it.
But especially
so
if you're paying for it and you ordered something, it's the same as me taking it personally when she gives you the bill with that bacon on there. That's not fair.
Oh,
she's not crying about. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I charged you for the bacon. But I'm like, you know, I'm pissed.
I do everything with jokes. Like sometimes the waiter will come up and be like, how do you like the mac and cheese? And I go, I'll be honest with you. This is some of the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life. And by best macaroni and cheese I've ever had in my life, I mean, it's absolutely fucking terrible. I don't ever want to come to this restaurant again. And I'll be honest with you.
Like, I have a great idea for you guys.
Just go nuts.
You could sell this as frozen mac and cheese. It would be really good.
Or just simply burn your restaurant down and get the insurance money and start a new business because this is fucking awful.
Hey, for all the major food connoisseurs out there, is there a restaurant, maybe, I'm sure you have like a top three, top five, that is by far, hands down, the best I need to go to before I die.
There's a restaurant here in LA, which is like a hidden secret. It's called Todoroku.
Whoa, how do you spell this?
It's like disguised as a Mexican, closed Mexican deli. I don't even know what it is. It's hidden. It's the best meat in LA. It's such a sick place. You can't even get in. There's no phone number. I even have a pain in the ass time getting in there.
How do I spell this? I want to get it.
Let's see. Oh my God.
Tattoo raccoon. Tattooed raccoon.
It's one word. Yeah. Tattoo roku. No.
Tattooed raccoons. Wait, does anything come up?
Oh, look.
Oh, wow.
Is that it? Is this the restaurant?
How do you get in?
That's the restaurant. We serve raccoon meat, horse meat. Anybody
also,
ever eat horse meat?
Who the fuck would ever get a raccoon tattoo?
You ate horse meat in Iceland?
Yeah, people eat horse meat.
Definitely did. I ate horse meat in Iceland. It's legal, so like I would
How
never eat it?
It.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking veiny. It's
like, I wonder why they still do it if it's bad. It's just like
they love
tradition.
But they love it.
Tradition. Yeah
no, to them it's like eating filet mignon. They're like, oh, of course, horse is everywhere on the menu.
An acquired taste.
I had to eat it in front of Kanye and like suck it up.
Have you eaten dog?
Are you sick?
Whoa, hold on. Horse and dog. I'd put them on a pretty simple.
No.
Thank you.
Bro, you can't just eat a horse.
That's what.
Well, people eat horse but dogs.
Email him. He's fucked.
Am I really that fucked to say?
Lisa Vanderpump. And the address is.
He's our first guest to tell Spencer that he's not perfect.
No. Jordan Belfort.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Belfort butted and sunned his ass into the fucking fourth grade, dude.
Wow. Well, I'll just finish
him
off.
Hey, you never know, man. Dude.
I got a huge question for you. He asked you about restaurants here in LA. I got to ask you the biggest question I ask a lot of people. What is your favorite moderate speed burger place? And what I mean by, okay, do you already know how to answer it?
No, great question.
I can't because
you have a deal?
I have a huge deal. 1,000 restaurants called Burger M. They're literally like, they're on Sunset. My pictures are
What's it called?
It's called Burger M, like I am.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they're everywhere. So they have 450 open right now. I just did the photo shoot. That's why I'm here.
So that's the best one is what you're saying.
It's great. It's a fast food. No, it's great as fast
stick
food.
Stick with it.
But in New York, we have a place called JG Melon. There's only like two of them. And it's, to me, the best burger ever.
Really?
I mean, it's insane. Yeah, it's like an old bar from like 50 years old.
Because I'm a huge Shake Shack proponent. Just don't even, Murph. I'm trying to keep him. All right, Murph's giving the cut.
Are you getting me back for him?
No, don't say anything.
Because he lost everything now.
Shout out Burger M, dude. That's a great spot. Okay, how about steak then? What's your favorite steakhouse?
Oh,
Ruger's or what?
Luger's. You mean?
Luger's is not.
No, I said raccoons.
No, no. What I said by Ruger's was, I wish I had a Ruger right now, because that's so embarrassing.
Totoraku.
I mean, I tried.
You gotta find.
I mean, how do I spell it? Any hints? Maybe
tattooed raccoons.
T-A-T-A-R-U-K-O, maybe. Totoraku.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Totoraku.
Type in Los Angeles
Forbes,
after.
Forbes, Aditaraku.
The CEO of House.
Oh.
No, no, no. Type in at Los Angeles after.
Aditaraku. Totoraku steak. Put steak.
Totoraku steak.
Hold on.
Man, this place doesn't exist. You were right. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Damn, I'm never getting into Peter Luger's.
Okay, best secret steak place in LA. Let's figure it out this
best
way.
Secret
we make steak. It a fucking game for you guys.
That's going to be fun, bro. First person to find it gets $1 million. Right, so now, oh shit, it came up. Oh, wow.
That, wow.
Wow, I can't believe that. Totoraku. Wow.
4.9 stars out of 5.
Well, by the way, it's because no one's been there. So this reviews is like normal people don't go there. This place is crazy.
So you get it on Pico Boulevard.
All right, boys, we're going there.
Wait, sometime. Really?
Yeah.
It ends up being like $800, $900 a person, just so you know. But they bring you like...
Boys, we're not going to go there.
Yeah. That's what I tried to do for you. I tried to save you.
That's like per se price.
So the good news is now, so I'm coming out with my whole line of Food God stuff. So the first one is Food God Truffle Ketchup. That's launching in about a month and a half. It is so crazy.
That sounds so good.
My whole brand is bringing the restaurant to you, because I've been traveling so much. I'm going to find like best of every place, kind of put in my own thing. So you have the best sauces. You're going to try the best dressings, the best everything. It's going to be insane.
That sounds insane. Fucking awesome. I hope you make so much money from that.
Thank you.
And you can bring us to Totoraku.
Right.
Well, please.
And you can put it on your dogs, bro. You sick.
I'm not so eating dogs.
Have you ever though, Spencer?
Hell no. Would you consider it?
Absolutely not. Sure.
If you said, whoever said it, dealt it, whatever the fuck it is. Bro, why is it in your fucking head?
Because, I mean, a horse, like you're saying, is not that far off, all right?
And now he's
I see a beautiful horse galloping in a field. The last thing I think about is eating that.
I meant to tell you. You don't see a beautiful tail, happy, happy. Where's your dog, bro?
Which one?
Kong?
The Tibetan.
Oh, she's outside. She's outside.
I'm not leaving this house without Tibetan.
See, you just got to be careful. Just watch out for your neck and calf.
Hold on. I meant to tell you this.
By chance, did you eat this horse?
What the heck is that thing?
I don't think that's a running fire. What the fuck is that? Are you sick?
Oh, my God.
What? What is that, bro?
Those are people with spinal fulbid infida.
Bro, watch her hurdle shit.
Are you serious?
Yo, it's the best. This girl learned how, she taught herself how to run like a horse,
this
dude.
This is the best thing I've ever seen, actually, in my whole life.
Wait till she jumps in slow motion.
Wow.
She knows tricks.
She's faster than that dog.
Look.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh my God.
Guys.
Whoa. What's good? Anyways, what's really good?
Holy shit. Now, this is the reason I'm starting a podcast, because of stuff like that.
This makes sense why you spend 50 hours per week on your cell phone. Bro.
I know everything.
I can't believe you found that.
I've seen it all.
Do you know this man right here spends 45% of his waking hours on his cellular device?
Wow.
He's at 10 out, about 8 to 10
7.
Hours.
7.
Now, do you have the big iPhone or the smaller one?
Yo, let me check your screen time right now.
How do you do
Can
that?
Can I go to your settings?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Screen time is all. Yo, that's a fun segment. We should do something with screen time. All right. So it says
screen time.
Screen time. And then this right here. And then last 7 days, it should give you 7.5
You're
hours.
Right with us.
Same as me
us
and Mike.
Too, yeah.
That's good or bad?
Man, probably horrible.
Bad, pretty bad. Spencer's out like an hour. And all he does the whole time is Google where to eat dog.
And he's sick.
He's bleaching.
Bleaching his teeth.
My career's ruined.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I went outside to play with Ginger yesterday. She had a huge bite taken out of her back leg, dude. Looked like somebody poured hot sauce on it and just took a snack, bro.
Why was it me?
Where are you from, by the way?
Michigan.
Oh, you're from Michigan?
Yeah.
That's a fucking Michigan thing to say.
Oh,
nobody would ever say that in LA. Dude, that is like,
I mean, you travel the world, you might have been. I'm just gonna stop.
A disclaimer, I gotta stick over Spencer. The kid doesn't eat any animal products, he's never eaten. Yeah. Dog,
you're healthy,
okay? It's just a question.
I'm vegan, well, plant based.
Wow,
I still eat eggs.
Yeah, so is Kanye. The two of you got your own chef.
Kanye is he vegan or is he
plant based?
Vegetarian.
Hey, how's Kanye doing, by the way?
I haven't seen him, I don't think, for a minute.
How's Kim?
She's good.
She's good.
Seeing her tomorrow. She's going to be.
Could she be better?
No.
She's perfect.
Yeah, everything's great. 10 out of 10.
Who knows? I'm always interested about people's mental health. Good question.
fucking Kim.
Okay, maybe.
That's not to say she doesn't have.
So I'm seeing her tomorrow. Great. She's going to be the first guest on the Food God podcast. So that is pretty. Awesome. That's a good way to start, right? I'm going to take advice from you guys.
Okay,
I want to make sure, like, I don't want to talk about food. I want to be me. What?
Can you tell her to come on this show? Thanks.
I'll let you know.
Shout out Dylan.
How much work is a podcast? Nothing like YouTube. I feel like I could just go in and I could talk for hours.
It's definitely less work.
Hours. But it's very hard for me because I'm not starting with video and I'm used to being on TV as you are, Spencer. I feel like you.
Yeah. I'm on TV all the time.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is like, I'm so used to being seen. I don't know how to, if these cameras weren't here, I don't even know if I'd be me today.
Why don't you just put fake cameras up?
Just to feel like I'm not ready to start filming yet. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted the podcast.
You're doing audio only
for now. Just to get started.
That's a mistake.
Not necessary.
I would agree.
Podcasts, audio only podcasts right now are the biggest thing. Everybody knows.
You have a different.
This is not an argument. Audio only podcasts are everything right now. Let me finish.
You just told me that.
Let me finish.
Audio only podcasts are the biggest thing right now. Bigger than video on YouTube. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Audio only.
Are you talking about interview format? Correct.
I'm saying not video.
He's saying audio podcast.
Audio
not
podcasts,
video, audio
like the
podcast.
One that your team has encouraged you to do, are exploding right now.
The podcast was on the bottom of my list. I swear I was
for
like
everybody.
I don't do podcasts. Yeah. I'm on TV. Like I need to, and I had meetings with a million different places and we settled with this team. They're out of Dallas. They own the Kid Craddock show. They own a billion shows, Yay Networks. And the numbers they gave me are so crazy.
Mind-blowing.
That I was like, well, I could talk and I know a million people and I know people from every genre.
By the way,
too,
the reason why I say it, what I use to back it up is like, look at the people that are doing audio only, like Call Her Daddy. They can go on video whenever they want, but they don't because they're audio only, because audio only is going nuts.
Do you know how many downloads? Do you know how many downloads I get?
How many?
A million. Do you know how many views each one of my vlog gets?
You're special, bro.
3 to 5 minutes.
No, I'm right on par with the top YouTube creators who also get the same amount of views. You base stuff for other people on the same level as you, and you are a YouTube video creator. And so there's other people out there who are starting podcasts. The smart way, the most monetizable way, I wish Colin was here to talk about it right now, is podcasts. Brands are buying tons and tons and tons of podcasts.
But someone who's as funny as you and as visually as you and who's only done this one thing forever, let's be honest.
Maybe.
Milk the thing you're good at. Also, bro, Kim K, she's fucking beautiful. She's gorgeous. Stunning. People love to see and look and watch.
Yeah.
Like,
I
put her on camera.
I don't want to be like intrusive right away with people. Like, come on the podcast. You have to film it. You got to do
this. Every podcast is like that.
Not really, because a lot of them are audio. This is a full setup. And I will eventually possibly want to get to this because I think it's so fun.
Here's a note. If you're going to do the audio, at least maybe set up a couple cameras just so you have it in your back pocket. Right. Because I think for you, like, this is more of a show than it definitely has turned into more of a show than a podcast. Now, I feel like for you,
this is not a podcast anymore. Like, you're not really driving to work and people are like listening specifically to podcasts when they're driving. That is a whole audience for that. And what they said in the meetings that like 60 to 70% of your podcast followers are likely to like follow you anywhere and buy everything you put out more than YouTube and everything. And we really analyzed this because I was like, obviously like my brand right now is ready to start doing television shows. Yep. And this came first because of the meetings we had with all these people that was like this, the podcast space you have to get into now.
Well, it's just a huge wave.
It's just a huge wave. And
right
like,
now it's just crazy.
Do you think that's... I'm sure it's because of a lot of factors. Do you think that's because of people commuting and traveling and it's like easier to consume that kind of content?
I heard it's yes. The answer is yes.
And people are probably spending 7 hours on their phone and they probably don't want to look at a screen
anymore.
They just want to
listen. A lot of people that listen to our stuff on Spotify, I look at a lot of the comments and it's like, this is what gets me through my shift. This is what gets me through my workday, whatever. They listen to us on Spotify and iTunes. And we obviously, we went video first, which I think works for us. And
I think it's a good transition for you guys, because this is what, especially kids, they love this.
YouTube.
So podcasts are not such kid-friendly things, I don't think, at this point.
Right.
So for people driving in the car and people listening to me, because I've had experience in so many different fields. And so I used to do PR and I used to, you know, I'm still on TV and I've had my own show and all the food stuff and all the mix of the people that I know from everywhere, you know, from like 18, 17 to like 50, 60 that are complete like mixes of people. It's a great way to kind of like transition into it for me.
Hell yeah.
And my sidekick, Robin. I mean, Murder Murph.
Murder Murph.
Give it a little spin.
This dude's the man.
Stop posing, bro.
Boom.
Put your hands down, bro. Hey, don't do peace signs like that. Haven't I told you anything, bro?
Nah, Murph. Bro, Murph, be you, bro. Be true to yourself, Murph. Murph's the man.
He's the best.
There's a lot of times I go down to Miami. You're not there because you're moving around. And Murder Murph's always there.
Of course,
I'm always at Live with Murph.
At the club, of course. Yeah. He loves the nightlife.
How'd you guys meet?
We know. I've known him for like 16 years from when he got shot.
Oh, wait. So, what'd you say now?
So Murder Murph got shot. And
I almost became Murdered Murph.
So we became friends. I used to see him at a lot of like events back in the day in New York. I used to go to all these movie premieres. I don't know what he was doing there. No offense. But somehow we started seeing each other all the time. Like, and he used to look like Chris Farley when he was alive.
That's dope.
Bro, it was unbelievable. Exact.
Really?
Twins, bro. And he was friends with David Spade, which is the weirdest fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, why'd you get shot, by the way?
Okay, real quick story.
In
Jersey. I was working like a club. At the time, I was working for Murder, Inc. So I had a bunch of records in the back, whatever it may be. I was smoking in my car with my friend by the clubs in the city. All of a sudden, I turned left, and there's this guy with a gray hoodie, gray mask, no holes at all, with a gun, says, give me your chain. I'm like, bro, you gotta get out of here. I'm a fucking
You're like, bro, my chain's fake.
I'm like, he's not gonna shoot me. And I'm like, bro, get out of here. And he's like, give me your chain. He opens my door. Shoots me, goes through both my legs, puts a gun in my head, says, give me your chain. I'm like, yes, sir.
Yeah, that
Whoa. Like, here, he it. Shot you in both your legs? You
know, or went through? Through and through.
Oh.
My friends like, really got shot. I'm like, yeah.
Wow. Hey, you said there was no holes in the mask he was wearing?
No holes.
So is there a chance that he just like accidentally shot you because he couldn't see where he was aiming?
He thought he was doing a desk pop and he meant
to scare you, but he hit your legs.
Yeah, damn. Impossible.
What the part Murder Murph doesn't tell you is right after that, he ran directly into a wall because he didn't know where he had no idea where he's going. He rode right into a fucking wall.
Hey, good to see you still here on planet Earth.
Murder Murph! So he's going to be my sidekick.
I love it.
He lives in Miami. So, yeah. And we know each other. So it's nonstop comedy. I'm just a little tired today. 20-hour photo shoot yesterday. So I'm a little... We're on fucking fire. My question is, as you guys being experts in this field, do I bring Murder Murph to my interview with Kim as my first podcast?
Yeah.
Or do I leave him at home? Honestly.
Let's
think about it for real. Do I bring Murder Murph to interview my first... The biggest star in the world.
But she's also
and my best friend.
But she's also your friend. She is technically like Murder Murph.
But she's not expecting Murder Murph.
But she knows Murph. They know each other.
She does know Murph. He's been in a couple
paparazzi Is Murph going to be an always on co-host?
He is.
Then you want to kick it off with him.
You think?
Who you start the show with is who you... Yeah.
I'm scared she's going to be like, bro, I...
Keep him off to the side like they did with Baba Booey and shit.
Put him in the closet. It's fine.
Put him in the closet in the same room.
Yeah.
Have you seen Kanye's closet, bro?
Crazy.
It's a nice closet. You'd probably be blessed to be in there.
Yeah.
Do you treat Kim like royalty or you treat her like a friend?
Both. I don't treat her like royalty like that, but like I'm always like, I treat her like I like to be treated.
Okay.
I don't treat anybody else like that.
Got it.
So like I treat her like when we go places, it's like, I make sure everything's perfect. You know, where I don't want everybody doing that for me. And I'm so used to that. But with her, I'm like, we are like military time. We're like presidential time. All our stuff is so perfected.
Clockwork.
There's not a door that doesn't open at that second. There's not a chair that gets moved into the, it's like the food, like boom, whatever it is so perfected. Like I will not allow it not to be.
You guys know the secret escape routes, everything.
Egress, places of egress.
We don't make like this. Like, she doesn't like, she won't walk. Like, it's like, I'll know which step she's going to take. And I'm going to be like, we move in sync to the point where it's like, it's just like, we could walk through a street of 1,000 people. I'll get us through. Like we just like got
So you go almost into like protection mode. Cause I do this shit with him sometimes. Almost too.
Just cause she's a girl, first of all, and I've known her for so long. And yeah. I just like, you know, I know that's like, that's normally how I get treated.
Yeah.
But with her, it's like all arms down. Like I'm so defensive. Anybody talks Wait, so shit about you're her, the guys, I freak out.
So like him, when I roll out of a spot and paparazzi's there, we've been drinking. I grab him and like,
I push him like a football.
Oh, really?
I push him, the pictures run everywhere. No, I'm just kidding. She doesn't drink and she doesn't go into any clubs ever. So, but no, I mean, it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
We've both like built it up. You know, she's given me a fucking biggest platform in the whole world.
Hell yeah.
Biggest show in the world for 10 years, 180 countries that anywhere I go in the world, people know me, which is insane to me. You know, and it's just a respect thing that I respect her enough to make sure, you know, she's with me. It's going to be perfect. There's never like, oh, what happened? We've never fought once in
How'd you guys meet?
At a birthday party. Well, you have to listen to the Food God podcast. With
Oh, here we go.
Hey, what's
here
it called? What's it called? I'm happy to plug.
So I have a meeting right after this, actually, to discuss names.
You don't know the name.
The name, one of them could be Food God Funhouse, because it's like, I don't want people to think they're coming to just talk about cuisine and chefs.
I don't like it.
That's okay.
I'll be straight up. That's not great. A huge
the food
fan.
Got fine. Murder Murph loved fan. It. So what do you think? He should still talk to with Kim tomorrow? He loved it.
Hey, you picked it.
Well, no, hold on. Everybody can have an opinion. I'm just saying. I just won.
Yeah, we have a list of 30.
Do you want to run any more past the three best podcasters in the fucking world?
Where are they? Who got full circle? How fucking boring.
Ready for this? I got it, guys.
What do we got, Mike?
I got it.
Full Circle better than
Funhouse. All right, Full Circle. Nice job. Sounds like a clothing brand they sell.
Horrible. Thanks it's like for the James shit. Lipton
ready
show.
Ready for this?
He's 80.
Ready for this?
We're ready. We've been ready.
I know. Food Pod.
the Food God Food Pod.
So the one thing I just told him, I go, like, I don't want people coming here thinking it's just about food.
What's good, dude? The fucking Food Pod. Welcome to the Food Pod.
How about the food sack?
All right, listen. Do you know every time someone else shouts out Love Sack on this show, I get in trouble with Mr. and Mrs. Paul. I'm not even doing it anymore. They're like, you know, you keep getting all these free marketing. You know what that media value's worth? I haven't said Love Shack on this show. I even didn't say it right there. I said Love Shack. I haven't said it since like episode zero.
Well, you don't need to. The Food Pod, it's too close to like FUPA.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty close.
And it's just too food. I will ask people what their favorite little fun things are with food and stuff, but it will be fun, crazy shit. Not your kind of crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally different comedy, different kind of humor, different kind of stuff. But it's not going to be, we're not going to be like, hey, so my favorite restaurant is
Pod God.
Ooh. Ooh.
God pod. Pod. The God pod.
The Pod God. Oh, but then that's God dope. Pod.
But I got to have Food God in there somewhere.
No, you don't. The Pod God.
Pod God.
The Pod God by Food God.
You know what they, you know what?
That's fire.
What if you were a landscaper and it was the sod god?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Or you're some sort of fish connoisseur and you were the Cod God.
Oh.
You knew how to build controllers for Call of Duty. You were the Mod God.
You affirmed everyone's beliefs about everything and you'd be the Not God.
You're a fisherman.
Huge porn star. You're
Rod God.
Johnny Sins, you started the Rod God show.
Rod God. I gotcha.
Look, you got options.
You got options. So I have a whole team that 3 o'clock call today. We're going to go over all the names. One of the names will not be Murder Murphy for sure.
Murder Murphy.
That's the good. Guy that got
That's
shot.
Smart. One last question on the Kim and Kanye thing.
Yes. Next.
No, no,
come on. It's a good one. I don't think you guys are going to talk about
Kim and Kanye.
Okay, but they're very, you're influenced by them, I'm sure, by being around them. Yeah. Like, they're very spiritual people, right?
I'm not at all. Zero.
So how does that jive? Like, working with them, that doesn't influence you at all?
I don't work with them. They're my friends, but I just, you know what it is? They talk about that, and that's Kanye's thing. But I haven't even been to that church thing yet because I just...
Oh, the church
Sunday
service.
Sunday service.
Ah. Yeah.
But Brad Pitt was there. So I do want to go because Brad Pitt was there. How cool is that? That Brad Pitt just goes and hangs out there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, but everybody loves it. I mean, he loves it. And it's really, really his thing. Like he is like very.
That's what he's devoted.
Yeah. He's like
his time to.
Very, very.
I love that dude.
Who doesn't, bro?
He's such an icon.
He's so genius.
Some of his music leaked on SoundCloud this past week. Mac downloaded it.
How was it?
Yeah, legally.
Obviously.
It was incredible.
Didn't he want to make note that?
Nah, I think it's fine. It's incredible.
When you were with 6ix9ine, did you know he was racketeering?
Well, I will discuss on the podcast.
Let's go.
This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm going to just give you a little bit. right before the shootout at Barclay Center, I shot that with him 1 hour before.
No.
We were on our way to meet him at that. And also Murder Murph has spoken him in jail, and he's not going to talk about it until we get to the Food God podcast.
You got it.
Please save it. Thank
wow.
you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Murph, you're pretty
Murph,
close.
Don't let him. But don't let him. We need some content, bro. They got
out of nothing. I'm not going to ask
a
much.
Studio.
Maybe we can talk about it after the show.
They got a studio. We got nothing yet. We got nothing. Just diamonds.
Hey, Jake somehow got a unreleased 6ix9ine song that he recorded in jail. And man, in our drunken frenzy.
Do you remember when I said this?
What?
I said he's probably going to record a fire album in jail. And somebody denied me. They're like, oh, he's not going to be able to do
this
that.
This song
like,
slaps. Slaps.
Dude, he's probably going to be making a lot of bangers in there.
He won't, but like his friends and family will.
You ever
will
think maybe some
of
them will put together a label? Like him, the other dude that just got 5 to 99
oh, take
years.
Oh, TK.
TK.
Yeah.
Like think about all of them together in one. And it's called, ready for this? Death Row Records. I know, dude. I'm on a roll today. I'm on a fucking murderous
rant. Have you come across Salt Bae?
Salt Bae's my guy.
Yeah.
So have I was just with...
What's his restaurant called?
So, Nusseret. Salt Bae Nusseret. So I was just with him. We were in Cannes. We both got awards. The World Blogger Awards. I was Food Blogger of the Year. And amazing. I gave him one. I presented the award to him, which was very cool.
He's his restaurant's one of... My favorite in the world.
It's so fun.
Is it overpriced?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely.
I just wanted to get that right.
I've never had food that good. The atmosphere, the dudes with mustaches, they all have the mustaches.
Is it the atmosphere and the brand the food
is... A restaurant like that is like you only go really twice because it's almost like a fun house.
Yeah.
It's not a... You don't go to Prime 112
fact,
to go 1000. How many times are you going to be excited about the guys with the mustache? Like,
yeah. What are we talking on like an average
but
meal?
But I love a lot. Like, and believe me, I never say something's a lot.
That's what I'm thinking.
It was just like a lot.
We spent about $30,000 there.
Well, that will say we went crazy.
30 racks,
bro, we were.
No wonder we're in such a financially tight situation.
Anthony Joshua was at the dinner with us.
My guy.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. It was a crazy
day. I think one of the lowest steaks there, one of the lowest ribeyes is like in the 90s, which is just a little bit high. But
the steaks are good. They're carpaccio. Fuck.
It's like, how many times are you going to go to Komodo and get the Poppy steak? I got it one time because Poppy came out and cut it for us.
It becomes like a little thing. Even Pringles. The food got dessert. When I see it at Komodo, I'm like, I don't want to see it all the time. You know what I mean?
Do you hate when you go to catch and chicks smack the thing? It makes me feel like I'm a tourist.
What? Smack what?
The thing.
The fucking hit me, Kate. You know what I'm fucking
talking
about.
The chocolate cake?
Well, yeah. I hate it because it's so dated now. And I told them at Catch, I go, you guys have
to switch it up.
Come on. That's the same thing with my food got dessert at Komodo. I'm like, come on. When I see it going, I'm like hiding. I don't know why I'm hiding when they're bringing the dessert.
Every time, dude, all the cameras go on at the same point. You got six.
It's that and the girls. And the fires, bro. The food that.
Yeah, and they're all, the and then they're like, which one of us is going to hit the hit me cake? And then they fucking hit
but by
me.
The way,
it's like,
by the way, this is great for Food God the business. Everybody does their food.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like rich, poor, black, white. It does not matter. Everybody eats. And whether you could eat, you know, at a little place or you did a place that I ate at called Sublimotion, which is the coolest restaurant. Check it out.
Logan. Sublimotion?
Sublimotion in Ibiza. It's a 4D restaurant.
Wait, where?
Ibiza.
I'm so going there next week.
Are you what's serious?
It called?
Yes. I want to set you up to go there.
What's it called?
$3,000 a person.
Shut the... Bro.
It's the sickest... So it's
I'm
a room
absolutely
like this,
going there.
Which is completely all visual. So this table, if we were eating the part that it's seafood, this becomes like the sand in the ocean. And the whole thing, everywhere around you is the video of the place.
What's it called?
And even the room starts smelling like the
Sublimotion.
Sublimotion.
I wish I could say I was excited, man, but I didn't catch the invite to Ibiza, so I'm going I'm going back to Connecticut, dude.
That's nice.
He's going to be at a fourth dimension restaurant. I'm going to be in fucking CT. Shout out Connecticut. But I will go to New York and hang out with John Schwartz.
So you guys don't travel together?
We do usually. This one was a separate one. This
like, I'm not bringing Murder Murph to Saint-Tropez and Bodrum, Turkey. He's going to Boca.
That's like this kind of shit.
He's going to
Boca, where
he belongs.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yo, Murph, you come to New York. John Schwartz will set us up at Tao. We'll go out. We'll go to Marquee. Come up.
Right.
August 1st through 6th, I'll be in the Hamptons for 3 days. Come up.
You've had a real close look into the world of celebrity.
Yeah.
Have you seen a transition from traditional celebrity to influencer?
Are they becoming
the same thing? And
no,
like,
it's influence. This is why Food God happened. I was on TV and I'm still on TV, but I started noticing, I didn't even know this whole influencer. Like, you knew, but I didn't realize what was going on with these numbers. And when I started seeing that, I was like, wait a minute. I need to carve out a brand. because I'm like this. I like to be like ahead of stuff as much as I can, because when you're in something like being on TV, I'm only focused about being on the biggest show and making sure I'm funny and and it's great. Yep. And then all of a sudden I started seeing these numbers and I'm like, so if I didn't become Food God, I don't know where these last 3 years, like where it would have gone to.
Wow.
Because like, besides obviously the Kardashians, some housewife, people on TV are in and out. It's like 1 week and you're out. Like, I mean, it's nothing. It's a season. You could go in and you go out. And influencers, you built my, this is my TV now. So you could do whatever you want. You know what I mean? As long as I don't lose that.
Seven and a half hours, man.
Definitely your TV. So, but
TV's,
I mean, everybody watches TV, but for brands and for people that like, I see these kids and like, you know, Oklahoma and all this, and they're like on tour with little girls screaming. Somehow they're all coming up on my Snapchat. I have no idea, but they're like 16 and they're on tours, on tour buses with little girls screaming. I'm like, that could never happen before. That is so cool.
I went to Austin McBroom's basketball tournament. The dude sold out the Staples Center in, I think, like 2 hours or some shit. The whole Staples Center. Like, we were there. That's the crazy. Lakers don't sell out the Staples Center. They play there.
Right.
And he sold the whole shit out, dude. Wild. Influencer is wild right now, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm just scrolling through your Instagram right now. This is crazy. You know everyone.
Yeah.
I saw Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, I saw Conor McGregor.
That's my boy, J Balvin.
J Balvin. Like,
post.
Bro, what's good?
I got to ask.
It's a mix. There's when I got the award for Influencer of the Year in Monaco last year.
That's so dope.
I got to ask. All this is very impressive. The Rolex is impressive.
The AP. I'm sorry. That's okay.
The AP is impressive.
Why do you keep me down? Why do you want to keep me down?
Everybody relax. Everybody just chill.
No, Logan did it too.
I'm teeing you up. I'm about to tee up, all right? How much do you spend per year on food?
Nothing.
This is what I. Okay.
Yeah.
Theoretically, if you were spending money on food.
Oh, like $1 million.
Actually, $1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, like just imagine I eat out 365 days a year from this morning when I woke up, and it's like a $30 breakfast because here in Beverly Hills, you get scammed. And then the lunch at El Pastayo is like, I don't know, 180.
Yeah.
And then there's the dinners. It doesn't stop. And then I'm entertaining people. You know, I do get a lot of food for free. Wow. You know, and I get paid a lot to put it on also on my Instagram. But it's a commercial for these people. It is a business. It is a full business because I get 1,000 requests to go to places. But I don't care how much money you give me, if there's nothing fun or special that fits with this, like, I won't do it. Like, it's not about the money for me at this point. It's about building the brand. I've turned down so much money because I'm like, I don't want to go to this deli. Like, what's there at this deli? I don't care what you're, this restaurant. I'm like, I don't do middle of the road. I do the best of the best and the best of the worst.
So you eat a million, you eat 1 million a year.
I eat a lot. I mean, it's a lot. I don't know if it's a million, but it's like hundreds and hundreds.
That makes me feel so much better about the $100,000 per year grocery bill I spend on this house.
See, I have no, my refrigerator's, there's no food in my house ever. So
what if you want
a
snack, dude?
I don't snack.
What?
That's partially how.
What's your favorite food? Whole world. Favorite food. Last Murder Murph says, you got to come back to New York. I got some business to handle. We got to hit the streets of Newark together. You know you're going to get a bullet in the leg tomorrow. What's the last thing you're fucking eating?
Mr. Chow's. Chicken
you
satay.
You love Mr. Chow's, bro.
Bro, I'd say it's like liquid gold. That sauce on the satay gets me
By the
crazy.
Way, if you're in New York City, bring girls to Mr. Chow. Dude, girls love Mr. Chow.
They do.
So much,
and it's a fun.
Dude.
They love a fun trick when they bring the little bowl.
Yeah.
And they think it's soup. It's really to wash your hands. Yeah. Boy, we've done a lot of those.
Mr.
That was
Chow,
so fun.
Dude.
It was really good.
I got to hit
that. That was us.
That's the night we were there.
That was us.
With the giant crab, the dolphin's crab.
Bro, when you saw this crab, I swear to God, I've never seen anyone get this excited over a crab.
Are you
Look
not
how
excited?
Big it, I'm it's so excited.
I don't know.
What is that, Alaskan king crab?
Yeah, but like a really big
massive one.
I saw that thing on Deadliest Catch for 4 seasons before it was mature enough to eat.
Right, now it's on the Deadliest Instagram. Oh, God. Crazy, right?
Does seafood hate you?
See, everybody hates me. But let me tell you something. I really do give people like the coolest food. I find such cool things like right away. And then people go, they love it though. They're like, thank you so much. Yeah. We went with my kids and we got this and we went here. And I did a booked a bachelorette party for 100 people here because of you. We came here to New York. What's the best this? I sent people, like people really, it's like a guide. And
you
I
went from
done a guide
being,
yet.
I feel like you went from being a professional. Like I call people like you like rainmakers. You're a connector, dude. You went from like a professional connector and relationship manager
yeah.
to to the food god. And even still as the food god, you still do so much of that. You're like, yo, you go here, try this place, do this place. Like, you're so good at connecting.
It's my category. Yeah. And that's what, you know, I want to be the best at it. And I think it's like, because of social media, it's not about the recipes anymore. And it's not about the chefs. It's about the experience, hot places. Like, it's a whole
hot
what is going on?
Yeah, take a quick hit that. Look, that
hey guys.
Murder Murph's drooling.
Murder Murph's chilling out. Well, Murph probably knows Amanda. She's from Miami. She's out at Live all the time.
And he follows every single girl's Instagram Instagram.
She's friends with Perp.
Hey, Murder Murph, who's your favorite Instagram model? Do you have one?
Probably the two next to you.
Do you add shout one out? I've been
who? Who?
Oh, Daisy Keach! Holy shit, we got a battle royale about to kick off in the garage here.
Damn, you should have dated her, bro.
That's fantastic news.
That's hilarious. He goes, Daisy's the flower girl.
You, what about, I feel like you're a fan of Yovana Ventura too. You like Yo Ventura? So
that's a very Miami thing.
That's what I'm saying.
And listen, Murda goes all over the world. Oh, he's a Saudis. He will all day. And he likes every single picture on Instagram there is. If you want to put something up, he'll give you a like right now.
That's awesome. Hey, that's great.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Me and Murph, we follow each other. We talk all the time.
He's a good boy.
Logan's very aware of my favorite. I made it pretty clear.
No, it's clear. Should I say it?
No, you can. Yeah,
he loves Sierra Sky. Do you know Sierra Sky?
Yeah, she's so hot, dude.
Who? Celeste Bray?
Oh, Celeste Bright's a homie. Like, I love, so Celeste is the sweetest girl. Sierra Sky to me is so hot, dude. I wish she wasn't in a relationship so I could bring her to Mr. Chow's.
Before we go to audio only, I want to revert just
audio
real quick.
Audio only, fuck no.
No, it's no.
Your beautiful skin is worth nothing.
Oh, please. What can I do for 5 more video minutes?
Hey, that boggles my mind. The cameras will still be here. You'll be fine.
I know, just like red lights and everything. It's like,
no, it'll be good.
I'm
really impressed that you were able to not just be Kim K's best friend.
Me too.
How fucking hard was that to break out of that hole?
The fact that I even did that is almost really impossible.
It's actually incredible.
I could do a class in Harvard to not be someone's BFF, because I hate that fucking word, even though we are best friends and I love her to death. But like, that is so fucking dated. Because of that, I'm officially changing my name to Food God. Because when I'm written about in the press every day.
What did you say just now?
What?
Like, you're actually legally, officially changing your name? First name, Food, last name, God?
No. Okay. First name, last name, Food God. One name, bro.
Food, that's it? Like McLovin? Wow. Like McLovin?
3 weeks, I will be Food God officially.
Oh my God.
One name. And I'm not kidding. I did my fingerprints last week for it.
Holy shit.
Because I am so sick and fucking tired of being written
Jonathan.
About.
Jonathan.
Or like Kim's BFF or Kim. What the
By fuck? By the way, I can relate.
It is fucking annoying, bro.
And that's why I ask. Because Mike is still stuck in like Mike Rowe Influencer. He's changing his name to Mike Rowe Influencer.
Well, no, hold on a second. But I was Love Sack Mike, so you're right. Because I already did. I already had a thing. But then I became Logan Paul's best friend. And now I'm the host of everyone's favorite nightly news show. And so I've started to break out.
Right, but my whole thing is like, I'm on a TV show on a contract of the biggest. It's the same thing as like Jennifer Aniston and Courtney. She played like the best friend.
Yeah. Oh, like, I see what you're saying.
Like, we are best friends, but like, I am me. Like, I'm not like, it's like, it's not a, it's a, like a weird thing to be like someone.
I was this close to legally changing my middle name to Vlogan. Logan Paul. Oh, when I was vlogging.
Who saved you?
I just never got around to it.
I hope it was you.
Can you change
it? Bro, my middle name is Alexander. That's whack as fuck.
That is
Vlogan is a little weirder.
Logan Alexander? But like,
who did that to you?
My mother. And I yelled at her when I was older. It was going to be River, which would have been much cooler.
You literally have three first names.
Logan River Paul.
What is your middle name?
Carl. Spencer Carl Taylor.
Wow. What a perfect fucking British royal name.
Carl.
Fucker.
Spencer Carl.
Perfect name. Taylor. Perfect teeth and a perfect name. You suck. Take the video off. I hate him.
Carl.
Stop it. Why'd you sit him next to me anyway? Fuck.
I love when guests don't like Spencer because it never happens.
Oh, I love Spencer. He's great. Good vibes. Good vibes.
Carl.
All right, guys, we're going to go to
how'd you find Spencer? Just tell me real quick.
How?
Where'd Spencer come from?
Vima. It's this scam. It's this pyramid scheme where they sell you energy drinks. You shut your mouth.
That's a fact.
You shut your mouth.
He reminds me of somebody. that stands outside of one of those little places where they go, come have a sample for you.
That's what he did.
Yeah,
that's
before Vima, though.
Yes. They put like good looking, like really sad, like, and the two, like one girl, one woman is like 70, the other one's like 30. Yeah. Oh, come here. You must be sisters. Come over here. I have a sample for you.
I was good at it.
And they have the little bag, and there's nothing in the bag, and they go, come, come inside.
They lure you in.
It's like the monks that have the like little tickets.
Of one of them.
But there's two of them in this room.
I think that's a couple.
There's two of them in this room. Can you guess who the
other one is? Oh, this one that came together?
Yeah.
Wow. They're like a package deal.
What kind of lotion did you sell?
Yo, Andre does look like the dude that approaches you at the mall. Holy 100%. Shit.
Can I speak with you? Oh, you have great skin. Can I talk to you?
Oh, can I talk to you
minute?
Just for 1 second? Have you ever seen the meme where it's like, this guy looks like the last boss that you have to get past at the mall? Can you find it? That's Andre, bro. It's the last boss you have to get by in the lotion
aisle. Real talk, though. If you didn't have Andre and I, this shit would not be in the place it's at.
No, it would be at the fucking nightclub.
We brought
you know?
A very good light to this.
This is Andre.
Oh, boy, I see it already.
It'd be all the mall kiosks. Yo, that is so fucking funny, bro. Wow.
You gotta add like 3 feet to your
look at his head, bro. He looks like an android human, dude. Oh, he looks like
how much depth gel is in that thing.
He looks like a walking rhombus. Or a parallelogram.
He's a polygon. All right, listen, y'all. Let's go to audio only. I know you don't
see later.
Know. Listen, hey, with the number one podcast in the world, guys, are going to do audio only right now on Spotify and iTunes. Food God, thank you for coming on.
Wow.
Pulse, man.
Thanks, guys.
Find him on Instagram at Food God. All right, guys, we're going to do this right now. Hit that subscribe button. Challenger Games tomorrow. It's going to be fucking crazy. Tune in live on YouTube, 5 p.m. PST. We'll see you. Peace.
Already happened.
No,
he wants to air this.
This was going tomorrow. Oh, fuck.
Great job.
Why are you trying to fucking...
Great job, final kiosk boss.
Sabotage me, kiosk boy.
Yo, by the way, quick note. You ever seen the producer of our show look as just sad about life?
What's going on?
Like, dude, are you stressed? Literally just...
Bro, we've been crushing shit. Like,
facts. A lot of facts. Stuff. That's a huge fact.
What? You spent 7.5 hours on your phone. I have to ask, what are you doing?
I don't think that's a lot.
Bro, that is a lot.
Are you serious?
That's a lot. The same.
Guys, I want to do one fun thing. Let's check the time of Murder Murph's phone. I guarantee you it's in the 15-hour.
Hey, Murph, do it. Do somebody screen time his ass.
No, this is going to be one of the... Guys, I cannot be under 12, 13 hours.
12?
All right, relax.
I would say 13
no
hours.
No judgment.
10
he's
hours.
10
hours. 10
hours. He's down 12% from last
week. Let's go.
There we go, Murph.
But you have to go to the last... 12%. Hit the last 7 days tab.
10 hours.
10 hours. Wow! Can someone check some of the Instagram models on the...
Hannah, can I see...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
What is it?
We have...
It's okay. The Black Mirror,
Murder,
bro.
Murder Murph number one is 15 hours on Instagram.
15
hours.
Oh, for the week.
You are fucking sick.
Instagram and messages tend to be the highest.
15 hours?
Yeah.
Bro, that's insane.
Everyone listening to this right now, tweeted us what your screen time is. What? No, you have to hit last 7 days. Hit iPhone, like whatever the name of your iPhone is, then hit last 7 days.
2 hours, 20. No, that's not possible.
2 hours?
That's a lie. You're... No, sorry, that's today, losers. Nice try.
Oh my God.
59 hours.
What's the average per week? 59 hours.
In one day.
What the
that's
fuck?
That's what the girls are on? Yeah. 59 hours?
8.5 hours a day. Hannah, 4.5.
Hannah! Good God, Hannah.
Yo, so this is like. The question here is
that's a lot of time.
But do you put down your phone? Because my 7.5 hours. Is grind, bro. Whether it's like consuming stuff to inspire
too,
me,
bro.
Yeah, to like text people. Oh, messages is my highest,
stuff,
man.
Bro.
Of course, I'm at messages and I'm
so,
at.
So what I'm saying is, we talked about this before. It's mad noble to be like, yo, put down the phone, focus on real life. But also, man, I'm getting these bags on this.
Okay,
phone.
Wait. So I think what's gonna happen, my foresight, is that yes, you can grind, get it done, but let's check in 50 years from now. Let's see where we're all at. There we go.
Hey, what's going on in the fucking audience? Shut up. Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry, what?
What happened?
We're hype about the daily usage of my order.
Where do you
messages,
at?
Messages, then mail.
Mail?
Wow, nice.
Oh. Perfect. Productivity. Our producer focuses on emails.
We've been slaving though, like in the office.
Yeah, we've been going hard. We've been going real hard.
That's good.
Speaking of going hard, your messages for you is number one. For me, it's Instagram.
How many yoga apps do you have on your phone?
probably like 5 or 6.
Do you really or no? Yeah.
Why?
Five
do you
or
need
six
that many?
Yoga apps?
Why do you need that many, man?
I mean, just different stuff, different places.
Oh, different. You have that app,
Calm. Yeah,
that's a great app. By the way, Jonathan, all jokes aside, it's a great app.
I didn't say it wasn't.
10% happier.
Have you tried meditation? You don't like it?
I can't even sit through 6 seconds of it.
Do you have ADHD?
No, I just can't sit through. I just can't sit. I'm bored instantly.
Me too, man. Me too, dude.
I can't sit through anything.
It's so hard. Spencer and I talked last night.
We filmed something for Kardashians, Kim and I, at it was like in her house about 3 months ago. And this woman came to meditate with us. And she laid down and I laid down. And when I tell you there was called an ambulance, I went into such hysterics. It was silent for about 10 seconds. I looked at her and I started laughing so hard.
That's me.
They had to carry me out of there. She like ruined the whole thing.
Wait, where are you from originally? Exactly.
I grew up in New Jersey, Fort Lee. All right.
Yeah. You, me, Murph, like that area is just ripe with non-bullshit, bro.
100%.
Where are we going?
I hate to do this to you, but wow.
Are you calling?
Oh, wow.
One of the best.
No, I'm not.
Ever.
Are you calling meditation bullshit?
No, let me complete this thought.
I have a question, though. Is Mortimer following those girls? I want to know right now.
Are you?
Probably.
Hannah Palmer?
Can you check?
Hannah Palmer's
I need to know.
Just to anyone listening to the podcast right now, I want to describe what we're seeing.
Welcome back to the Fort Pod podcast.
There's a really great sight to be seen right now. I don't want to explain exactly what it is.
It's way too bad. It's audio.
If Baywatch ever had a reincarnation, it would be here. Another one. Don't fucking ruin it. Don't ruin a fantasy, Logan.
Right. Can I close off
what
I was saying
right now?
What I was saying was meditation is not bullshit. It's great. But what I mean is like you're just like, yo, I tried it. I fucking hate it. This is not I'm not saying this is a good thing either. I'm saying we're just like, yo, I tried it. I fucking hate it. Now put me back in my fucking phone for 26 hours a day.
Literally.
Like we're just that area, that tri-state area is just so shut off, and not in a good way, so shut off to like any kind of like distraction or any, like not distraction, but like something that could be a good distraction. We're just like, yo, work. And when you can't work anymore, you work. Do you know what I'm saying?
Want to know something really interesting about Jersey though, is like, I think they're like number fifth.
Okay.
On the life expectancy. Like 85 is the average life expectancy of people in Jersey.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I'm serious.
I believe you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They drink sewage.
It's weirdly high.
Relax.
Sorry. Relax.
Connecticut's got like Greenwich. That's it. The rest of the dump.
80.9 years, New Jersey, average life expectancy.
Wow.
That's great.
What's Connecticut?
Connecticut.
How long are you trying to live for?
68.9. Hold on.
You live in Connecticut,
right.
11 years gone.
That can't be right.
Bye, Mike.
Really? Have you seen the amount of Red Bull you drink?
That's true.
Little amounts.
No,
Ohio, 78, baby. We staying alive. We in this bitch. I'm here for a good time and a long time.
What about California? California.
There's this quiz you can take on the Blue Zones, which focuses on the five areas in the world that people live the longest. You can take a quiz.
I think Greece
to see
highest.
How long you're going to live.
That's terrible. I do not want to know.
It's pretty interesting. I'm supposed to live till I'm 90.2.
What is going on in Connecticut?
So 2 months into 68? My 90th birthday,
you're out.
68, bro. I told you. You're talking shit about
Jersey.
Bro,
you live in Monaco? 90 years, guaranteed, says here.
I'm in Monaco.
Monaco's big. Monaco's
that's my
one.
Spot, by the way. That is my spot.
I can see it, dude. I mean, I know you understand why people are living there.
What country
longest.
It's amazing.
It's what country
place.
Is the perfect balance of food and play? Which I'm sure you love doing both, maybe.
That's a good question. Well, besides London.
Stop yourself.
England, so people don't say you're an idiot. London's not a country. I meant to,
No, that's not what I'm saying. I have never hated food more.
Because you didn't go to the right place.
Okay, where?
Oh my, China Tang, bro.
Okay.
I'm going there. We're going there the 30th.
Are you kidding me?
We'll China
Tang,
5 days.
Park Shenhua. The Nobu's there.
The Nobu's.
Are you kidding? There's like
into the Nobu.
What about that one street
Novikov.
With all the Indian food? What's it called?
I don't eat Indian food. Okay, Novikov.
That's half. What about London play is so fun? Because when I was there, it was dreary. It was overcast. I didn't.
Yeah, but clubs. Like, the play everywhere besides summer destinations is never like, I'm giving you something that's kind of all year round. I'm not going to say Ibiza where it's like fun for a month and a half.
So what about the breakfast in fucking London? It's stewed tomatoes and mushrooms.
Oh,
and shit.
Man.
You got to find your own. Yeah, that is weird.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But One thing they do there really well,
you know,
too,
what? I got in big trouble in London when I was on Celebrity Big Brother. So these two girls were sitting eating breakfast and they're eating toast with beans.
Yes.
So I came up to them and I was like, yo, you guys all right? And they're like, what's wrong? I'm like, because they were really sad. I'm like, I mean, like, you guys are really bad.
Of course they're sad.
You're eating toast and beans. They're like, we eat this every day for breakfast. It was an outcry in the UK. Whoa, that I insulted their food, that it was like such a big, because it's like bacon and eggs.
So double down.
Yeah.
Say,
I'm
this is fucking weird.
Start a war.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, I was like, what do you mean? They're like, we love this. It was a whole fucking thing. But London does have sickest restaurants. Are you kidding?
Really?
Like crazy.
Yo, if someone was like, yo, we love our toast and beans, I would tell them. I'd say, no, you don't.
Don't lie to yourself or me. Yeah, have you ever been to Sweden?
20 years later.
And I'm never going.
No.
Why? Because they said
that what we won't stop for.
I just think it's weird that that's going on.
It's
I'm going to Dubai. Like, I'd rather go to places like that. Yeah. If the fact that they did that to ASAP is weird.
Stockholm's great. We were there while he was in
jail. Went to Iceland and it was incredible.
Great.
Iceland was unbelievable. Iceland. Yeah, that's when Food God got christened. That was like the trip that had happened.
Are you a fan of Asian food?
Love.
Yeah. What place in Asia?
I love Korean. I love Korean food. Okay. I grew up in Fort Lee. We have like a Korean food, like basically started in Fort Lee. It's great.
So you're not even from New Jersey. You might as well live in Manhattan at that point.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm not South Jersey, but you know, I'll drive an hour for Buffalo Wings and Westchester.
He's a driving guy.
Bro, I am on the road. I like go for, I like shitty play. I'm not bougie like that. Like I'll go to a movie premiere and I'll go home and run to the fucking mall. Like I love normal shit. I like to cruise around in the car, listen to a police scanner, and then I love going,
what? I love this. And then I love this.
Yeah, like,
we love
this.
I have one too.
Scanner.
So do I. Best shit.
We got a 10-4, a 10-4 in progress.
Murder Murphy
has been shot in the femur.
Murder Murphy is passed out from Slurpees outside of the Wawa.
Yo, that's wild.
Yo, your hometown may be, a shout out to anybody in Fort Lee, the most infamous I accidentally ended up in the city place of all time. Do you know how many times I've accidentally ended up in Fort Lee?
Because the bridge. Yeah.
It's like, what is it? You accidentally get off the exit or some shit.
Well, no, if you just keep going, you just end up in
Fort Lee. Yeah.
You end up in Fort Lee. We take your money and then you go home. Thank you. That's why we got beautiful
roads. With two bullet holes in your legs.
Great roads. No potholes, nothing.
90-year life expectancy.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano.
Are we on audio?
Alive.
Am I talking this much just on audio?
Yeah.
No, I gotta go, guys. I got an appointment.
No, you're out of here, bro. We're fucking done, bro. No, that was great. That was a great episode. For real. Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks, guys.
Food God, we love it.
I love you guys.
Five stars.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.